When Ed turned 19, he did what a lot of brave young men do. He joined the Army.
My main job in the military was a combat engineer. We go out and we do route clearance, so we'll go out and find bombs and take them out and clear the routes for other vehicles to drive by.
About halfway through his deployment to Afghanistan, disaster.
Big rocket struck my vehicle and blew out most of my left leg. And I became a hip dysarthric amputee.
He had his entire left leg amputated, all the way to his hip socket. As Ed lay there in his hospital bed, he had a choice to make. He could choose the status quo, or he could choose to live.
Because I remember, you know, the doctor in the hospital came in and told me that, you know, the most that we have hip amputees that walk is with assistance and with crutches.
Ed pushed himself beyond the limits of what just about everybody said was possible.
You know, to get to where you want to be, you know, you're going to have to start to do the things that other people aren't willing to do and commit to, and, you know, create the schedule, put the demands on yourself, and, you know, start to believe in yourself.
And if there's one thing you need to know about Ed Lychik is he does believe in himself.
That's when I started to, started walking, developing, you know, once I stopped using my crutches. I had this one last quarter. I think I just tossed it in the ground.
He got his first prosthetic leg from Ryan Blank, who now works at the Hanger Clinic in Tacoma. This just doesn't happen.
Challenges of walking, let alone using assistive devices, using a prosthesis for a full day. Ed wears his prosthesis, you know, 16 hours a day.
And Ed wasn't finished beating the odds. He wasn't happy to just walk. He runs.
And he runs, you know, 8 to 15 miles a day. Him taking on the Boston Marathon doesn't surprise me.
Three people died in last year's Boston Marathon. 16 people had limbs amputated. Ed can relate to that. He knew he might be able to do some good here.
I want to get out there and share my message and my story that, you know, you can knock someone down, you can bomb something, but you're going to have like thousands and hundreds of thousands of people right behind everyone's back.
And this run, the run of his life, is in honor of a little boy.
I'm running for this young little boy, 8 years old. His name is Martin Richard, the MR8 Foundation. He's an 8-year-old little boy that passed during the bombing of last year.
Just don't call Ed a hero. He says he's like anyone else.
In a way, it's like my prosthetic leg is like a tool. You know, I can leave it out there in my closet and never use it and just do nothing, or I can use it for something good and better. And, you know, even if you're listening to this on the freeway driving, you know, you have this block of C4 inside of you. You might have never even tapped into it. I'm just starting to understand it.
There's an old saying, you get busy living or you get busy dying. Ed is living.
You know, when I'm running, you know, what I'm trying to do is, you know, give someone a little push. And so maybe like light a match and like light it up. Give them a little push. You got this. You know, go ahead, you know, take the first step. Then once you light that C4 up, it's just going to just like explode. You're just going to be like this unstoppable human being.
Edward Lychik, a man who nearly died in Afghanistan, who doctors said would be severely disabled. On April 22nd, as he runs the Boston Marathon, a reminder. We are all unstoppable when we believe in ourselves. Charlie Harger, Como News.